went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone directly. I give you my cell phone because I'm interested in talking to you. I'm interested in answering your questions and giving you the understanding that you need regarding your health. And the best way to do that is to call me directly. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone number. My phone is just basically a flip phone. It does not receive texts. I believe phones are supposed to be used for actually communicating and talking. I believe texting is a poor way of communicating. It's talking at somebody instead of talking with somebody. So I'd rather talk with you to help you. So please call me. Don't text me. If you want to do the texting thing, you can text me at my email. That's called email. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. If you want to get some information before you text or call or email or whatever, I'm going to ask you to go to the website, spineboy.com. It's a wealth of information. I've been getting lots of compliments from people as of recent, new patients coming in saying, I'm really happy that I found your website because it answered a lot of my questions and really prompted me to come see you because you seem to understand more about health than I get at my medical doctor's office. And I guess the nice thing at my office is that you don't have to wait. When you have a 12 o'clock appointment, you're seen at 12 o'clock. If you have a 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock appointment in the evening, you're going to be seen exactly at your appointment time. There's no waiting in my office because I don't overbook people. I see one patient at a time. I give that person significant amount of time so that we can get whatever their concern is taken care of. I believe that's an important part of our health care. And so I want to make sure that I make that available to you when your health matters. The show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And so when you do have a health concern, or if you want to make sure you never have a health concern and get in the boat that I'm in, I haven't been sick in over 20 years. I would like to see more people never get sick. Then I think you should probably hire me to figure out how to make sure you never get sick. So the show is called When Your Health Matters. The man that helps me do that each week, he's in studio with me. He's the man behind the scenes. He's an interfaith minister. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a wonderful dad of two lovely young daughters who are getting older every day. He's a close personal friend of mine. We've had a relationship, and we've done this show for the last 14 years or so. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. It's great to be here again to talk about some other issues that people have to deal with when it comes to your health. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is there's a whole system in your body that is a really key system towards your health, towards keeping healthy, and it's the hormones or the endocrine system. And there are a number of key glands that manufacture your hormones. And what is it that those manage for your health?
Well, they manage everything from calcium absorption to organ function to proper metabolism to proper digestion and healing, our energy production, our stress response to our ability to respond, our ability to reproduce, you know, and continue the propagation of our species. All of everything is influenced and coordinated by proper hormone production, and that's why the hormonal system is very, very important. And the hormones are influenced by the functioning of your liver, because that's where all the hormones are coordinated and run through and get recycled by. But the endocrine system that has several different glands associated with it, and I'm sure we're going to talk about at least one of those glands today, regulate how everything functions in the body.
Yeah, I mean, was really fascinating to me is that anybody who is a practitioner of yoga or anything of that nature understands that in the ancient medical traditions, the locations of the glands are also associated with energy centers. So that's, I think, called the chakra system.
Yes, the chakra system. There's, you know, all the glands do associate with a specific chakra, and the system is expanding from the traditional 7-base chakra system to a more expanded 12-base chakra system. And as we become more energetic centered beings and evolve from being the current Homo sapiens to the Homo luminous, we're transitioning between those two evolutionary processes within the human experience. We will activate a more expanded chakra system from the current 7-base system up to 12 and eventually beyond that.
Wow. Now, the notion of the chakras is that they are energy centers, and energy is really a confusing concept because it's not something that you can actually see. Can you even measure it?
Oh, absolutely. We measure energy all the time. You know, you pay your electric bill, they're charging you by the amount of energy that you use. So yeah, we can definitely measure it. They can even monetize it, and they do monetize it. And you know, I never do anything different in my office or in my home, and I'm always interested to see how the bill fluctuates. It always seems to fluctuate up.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure why. It's just like, okay, so we did absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, I was out of the house for 2 weeks and nobody was even there to use the electricity. And somehow the energy bill went up anyway, even though there was nobody in the house for 2 weeks kind of thing. So even if you can't see it, we all appreciate it. And you can certainly feel it. When something feels off, we feel it in our gut, or what Gibbs called the Gibbs gut, or you know, the current movie out there, Your Spidey Sense. And, you know, everybody is aware of it. Women are more attuned to it because they're more intuitive. They're more energetically aware, whereas guys are more grounded in their physicality and are more about the physical versus the energetic emotional.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, there's science now measuring some of the electrical currents that go on in the body, particularly the heart is a very electrically based organ?
Well, the heart has its own closed circulatory electrical system. Mm-hmm. The nerves that control the heart is a closed system, and it flows from your sinoatrial node to your atrial ventricular node, and then it goes through the Purkinje system out to the rest of the heart. And one of the things that really fascinated me when I was early on in my career in college, we actually had to remove the hearts of frogs and then do experiments on them. And I found it fascinating that the heart could be completely separate from the frog itself, and the heart would still function.
That's really fascinating.
And when we stimulated it with epinephrine or the counter hormone to that, either the heart rate would speed up or the heart rate would slow down. And I just found it interesting that there was nothing attached to the heart, yet we could get the heart to beat and sustain the beat and increase the beat and lower the beat. And it's, so at the end of the day, the energy system of the heart is important, but the energy system of the body is equally important. And we started out talking about these energy centers called chakras and how they're affiliated with the glands related to the endocrine system within the body. And it's important to understand and maintain the integrity of that. And when one of your glands malfunctions, like let's say a thyroid or your adrenals or your reproductive glands or something along those lines, you want to understand what that means and what you need to do in order to return it back to balance and what that means for what the person's going through energetically.
So along with the energy, there's the chemical component of hormones. And are hormones just chemicals?
No, hormones are significantly more than just chemicals, but they have a chemical response within the body. I mean, they're made up of proteins and fats, and they help to either stimulate something to work faster, or they help to put the brakes on something to make it work slower, to take the stress off of it, depending upon what the body is dealing with at the time. And so you have various different hormones. You know, you got your thyroid hormones, which help with your metabolism. You got mm-hmm. your adrenal hormones that help deal with how your body manages stress and blood pressure. You got your reproductive hormones, which any teenager will tell you kind of creates a little bit of intensity going on. And you got other hormones that help your body heal, hormones that regulate calcium balance and all of that. So we have all these hormones that help the body function. And
so pretty much everything in your body is functioning in coordination with those hormones.
Hopefully.
Okay. Now, I mean, the hormones, they're microscopic in nature. And so I think a lot of people may underestimate their importance.
Well, they can until you become hormonally challenged and then seem to lack control of the way that you would like things to be in control. Again, ask any teenage male if they feel in control, Mark. And if, are they impulsive? Do they sometimes, are they effect of their hormones and they sometimes act and say things in a way that they probably wouldn't normally say if their hormones weren't out of balance or raging or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it. And, you know, they depict that on television all the time and in movies all the time. And what was the movie, American Pie? Where uh-huh. that was just all about hormones and
going crazy,
imbalances, and you know, it was an interesting comedy movie to watch. And uh-huh. I guess I'm kind of aging myself.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, we're talking about like hormones that are raging or almost maybe in excess during those periods of time in adolescence or something like that. But then, if your hormones aren't working correctly, what are the signs that you might notice that something's going on?
If your hormones are working properly, you have normal function. If everything is functioning as designed, your hormones are working, they're in balance, and everything's doing what it's supposed to do. If you have any level of symptom, one of the potential components could be a hormonal involvement, and it's important to have somebody that is a holistic practitioner who can help evaluate, well, what are the hormones doing? Do you have adrenal depletion? Are you hyperthyroid or hypothyroid? Mm-hmm. Are you low T? For low testosterone, do you have, if you're a female, is your monthly cycle out of balance where you may be a heavy bleeder with excess amounts of progesterone, or you may be a light The period may not come the way that it's supposed to, where you could be potentially estrogen dominant or what have you. And it's important to have a functional working relationship and understanding all of that so that when a person comes into the office, you can help them understand what's what. It's interesting. I was talking with somebody who I'm pretty close with who was telling me about their leg issue and having sciatica and all of that. And I basically said, well, you have a hormone imbalance because your hips are not doing what they're supposed to do. And I don't know that they fully appreciated what I had to say, but at the end of the day, anytime somebody has any level of sciatica, that's associated with a hormone imbalance, and your hips aren't doing what they're supposed to do because of your hormone imbalance, so the hips get pulled out of their normal position.
Could it go either way, that your hips get out of place and then that throws your hormones off, or...
Typically, it's going to be the other way around. The hormones are going to control the function. So the function, meaning how the muscles are working and how the joints are working in relationship to the muscles that govern those joints. And so you're going to get a hormone imbalance before you start to have a muscular imbalance.
That's interesting, because you would think that, we talk quite a bit about structural alignment and things like that. And I don't think it's typical to understand that might be related to this kind of hormone or these functioning kinds of imbalances.
Right, and that's the importance of making sure that you have a practitioner that understands all those relationships, and you as the patient may not know even what to ask the practitioner. But what I try to do in my office when I'm working with a person is I try to explain what all the relationships are associated with why you came in with this particular problem and what it traces back to. We talk all the time on the show about, you know, not treating the effect, but looking for the cause and the causal mechanism for why we feel the way that we feel. And knowing and understanding the relationships of why somebody would get a particular imbalance and how it's related to, in this case, we're talking about hips and hormones, we want to help the listener or the patient to understand, okay, what has actually gone out of balance or is dysfunctional, and what do we have to do to make it go back to normal function so that you're not becoming a chronic sufferer of this particular imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that the hormones are comprised of many things, so it would seem to me that, and we talk about this often, that things that are not going right in your diet are going to have an effect on whether your hormones are functioning well.
Because your hormones are actually made from the components of proteins and fats. So your proteins are broken down into amino acids, and then you use those amino acids to help form hormones. Your fats are broken down to free fatty acids, and then you use those free fatty acids in combination with the amino acids and some other ingredients to help combine to make hormones. And so when you're not getting enough of the proper ingredients, if you're eating too much crap food and processed and refined food, and you're not getting quality food, and you don't have quality proteins, and you don't have quality fats. It's interesting. Remember, you're a couple of years older than I am, so you actually have lived this longer than I have. When we went into back in the late 70s and early 80s, we became a very fat-phobic society.
Right.
Fat was bad for you. Fat was the thing that was causing heart disease. Fat was, you had to eliminate fat and reduce the amount of fat. And everything was about reducing fat and eliminating fat. And as a result, what I've seen over the course of my career is that's why everybody has the hormone imbalances that they have, and they're hormonally challenged, and they can't seem to get a hold on their hormones. Why? Because most people are eating reduced fat or no fat or low fat foods. And the challenge is when you eat those kinds of foods, your body needs fat so much to function normal that if you don't eat fat, you end up becoming fat.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And when I teach people about weight management and how to lose weight and how to keep the weight off, et cetera, we increase the amount of fat that they're eating. And then their body starts to burn fat, and then it can burn the excess fat that they're holding on to, and then they get lean pretty, they start to lean up and get rid of the excess amounts on their belly, hips, and thighs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, there are different types of fats. They're not all fats are equal.
No, you have good fat, and you have bad fat, and you have the fat that your body uses for fuel, and then you have the fat that your body stores. And each fat has a different function and has a different quality to it, whether it's a good one or a bad one.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you want to eat the good ones. Now, when you have... we were talking about teenage boys a moment ago, and certainly the behavior can get kind of extreme. So are there other emotional things that you would that show up as a result of your hormones being out of balance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, ask any woman who's hormonally imbalanced and ask them if they're emotional during ovulation or during their monthly cycle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember going through puberty and getting very emotional all the time. And mm-hmm. as my body was starting to grow and was putting on weight, and I remember sitting around the dinner table one night, and I came to dinner before I could put my shirt on, because my mom always made sure that everybody had shirts on when we came to eat. Certainly my mom had a shirt on when we came to eat, so everybody else had to have a shirt on. And so I sat down. As I was pulling my shirt down, my dad reached over and he poked me in the belly. He says, "Looks like you're getting a little fat, Rick." And at the time, I'd never been fat my whole life. So for my dad to call me fat, that was absolutely devastating. And I had a really strong emotional response to him doing that, and got up and left the dinner table. And my dad came down to my bedroom and he apologized. He didn't know I was so sensitive. And looking back on it, I'm you know, like, yeah, why was I so sensitive? It wasn't all that important, or he wasn't being malicious against me, kind of thing. So mm-hmm. Being hormonal, you know, sometimes it causes people to get angry and get into rages, and then you see a lot of teenagers having fights and that kind of stuff because mm-hmm. their hormones are out of balance. So it just depends on which hormones are out of balance and the influence that it has.
Mm-hmm. What about sickness and hormones? Can that affect your hormones, being sick?
Oh, absolutely. A fever will affect different hormones differently, and when the sickness passes, the hormones return to their normal, and for most individuals, there needs to be intervention to assist in this process. But yeah, fevers influence the hormones, and the hormones influence fevers.
Uh-huh. Well, this is very interesting. I want to get specific in the next segment of our show, because I want to talk to you about the thyroid, which is one of those glands that produces hormones and is very important for a lot of things having to do with your metabolism and weight gain and energy and temperature. But before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
Yes, so listen to this commercial, and we'll be back to pick up with the thyroid. Thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out by asking Dr. Y. Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Y has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Y today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone. Goes with me everywhere I go, whether I'm in-state or out-of-state. If you have a question, please call this number, 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You never know when your health is going to matter. It always matters, but when it comes a problem for you, just pick up the phone and call me, and let's start the process of getting you back to being healthy. Please don't text that phone, but if you do want to email me, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And as always, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, in our first segment, Mark and I started talking about hormones and the significance of hormones. And just before the commercial break, he introduced the concept of where we're going to go next, which is talking about your thyroid. And so, Mark, you want to lead this dance?
Sure, yeah. Well, let's begin with where is your thyroid, first of all?
Your thyroid is in the center of your throat. It surrounds the Adam's apple. If you're a man, that part of your throat that sticks out. It has two lobes. It has a left lobe and a right lobe. And the area that connects the two of them, called the isthmus, like I said, it connects the two. The thyroid gland produces hormones that regulate the body's metabolic rate, as well as the heart and digestive function, muscle control, brain development, mood, and bone maintenance. If correct functioning depends on having good supply of iodine from the diet, and so we want to make sure that the gland functions properly and that you're getting adequate amounts of iodine in your diet and that you're avoiding some of the things that interfere with your body's ability to use iodine, which will end up creating a thyroid issue.
Yeah, I remember because if you're anywhere near in a nuclear plant or anything like that where they're worried about some kind of nuclear accident, they always want you to have thyroid, right? I mean, iodine for your thyroid.
Right. It's interesting. When I used to live in Hudson Valley where we record this show, and got Indian Point nuclear power plant down the river from where I used to live. And I remember when there were concerns about leakage and were going to be a nuclear accident or whatever, that they were going to hand out iodine pills. And all I visualized was that the people got all burned up, but their thyroids were still functioning.
Oh, dear.
Because they were taking their iodine.
Well, now, I read that the thyroid is really the master hormone. Does it really control everything?
Well, it doesn't control everything. It produces important hormones, but the master hormone regulator is the pituitary, and that actually receives its orders from the hypothalamus part of the brain. And so the thyroid is at the end of the hypothalamus-pituitary-thyroid axis, or the HPT axis. But the thyroid has a lot of important functions. But I don't know that I would equate it with being the master of the hormones.
Oh, okay. I mean, because it has so much to do with your metabolism and things like that, that people sometimes think that it is a major one, because, you know, people who are dealing with weight issues oftentimes have a thyroid that's out of balance.
Oh, absolutely. And it's important to make sure that the thyroid's working. And as we were talking in the first segment, how each gland represents a different chakra.
Yeah.
The energy center of your throat, which is fostered by your thyroid gland, is the energy of self-expression and being able to express yourself in a balanced, harmonious, honest way. And so what's interesting is we created a whole society where women were considered second-class citizens through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, etc. They started fighting for equal rights, and now we have the whole thing about equal pay, and I agree with them, to be honest with you. I think that it's not a definition of which gender are you. It's a question of, do you perform the job adequately? And regardless of which gender you are, or even non-gender or non-identified gender, if you're doing the job adequately, you should be paid the same rate as anybody else doing the job is, whether you're male, female, or whatever. I think that we need to treat all human beings equally. But for what I saw specifically in my mom and lots of other women that have been in my life over the years who have developed thyroid issues, I came to the understanding that it has to do with being able to express yourself in a balanced way. And when you can't express your anger properly, or you don't feel heard properly, or nobody listens to what you have to say, or you say things without actually saying anything, there's people who are over talkers. Every one of those people have a thyroid imbalance because their voice center, that throat chakra, isn't balanced and working the way that it should.
So the energy center then affects, in this case, we're talking about your ability to communicate what's really going on in you.
Right.
And that expression or inability to express in a balanced way would reflect then that you have some other imbalance physiologically in terms of your hormone production and the use of your hormones.
Right. And what's interesting is the fact that not every year, but I remember there was a series of years when I was growing up as a kid, and I believe it was in the fall, my mom would lose her voice for several days.
Mm-hmm.
Lose her voice. Now, she had her thyroid removed when she was 19.
That's young.
That was the youngest it had ever been done back in 1961.
Wow.
And, you know, she was on thyroid medication her whole life, my whole life, I should say. You know, it's just interesting as I've gotten older and gotten more deep into understanding the relationships within the body, et cetera. It's like, okay, my mom was was a really good teacher to me to understand the connections between thyroid and your voice and speaking your truth and living in a household where children were to be seen and not heard and not allowed to express yourself properly and all the things that manifested in the conditions that my mom experienced related to her thyroid.
Well, that's, I mean, but she didn't have a thyroid.
Right.
So if there's no gland there and she's not producing her own thyroid, how could that be out of balance?
They gave her Synthroid, which is synthetic thyroid hormone, in order to help her metabolic rate, but the energy center's not there. And because it's not there, that creates an imbalance. So again, losing her voice roughly once mm-hmm. a year and being suppressed, not allowed to say how she really felt growing up as a kid, caused her thyroid to attack itself and blow up, and that's why they took her thyroid when she was 19. And, you know, just the whole relationship of being able to express yourself and speak your truth and be heard properly and all of that. And again, the phrase that really stuck in my brain growing up as a kid was children were to be seen and not heard. And it's interesting. There's a certain percentage of the population, and they're all older now. They're the generation that came before you and I, who, if they're a patient of mine in the office, I'll be like, finish this sentence. Children are to be seen. And I stop talking and they say, and not heard. And it's like that whole generation had that little motto about themselves. And, mm-hmm. and I help them appreciate how that relates to thyroid functioning properly or not functioning properly.
Now, I know you and I talk quite often about various kinds of synthetic vitamins and synthetic medications. So if you had your thyroid removed as your mother did and you're taking the synthetic thyroid, that can't be the same as the thyroid that your body would produce itself.
No, the thyroid hormone that the body produces, and, you know, they talk about bioidentical hormones nowadays, and yeah, the technology has gotten better, but I'm pretty sure there's nobody out there that will argue with me that says man has not figured out how to duplicate God.
Mm-hmm.
How God set us up and the ways that our body produces the things that it produces under God's design, man hasn't figured that out completely.
Not
and certainly
all.
Can't duplicate it. The God ingredient of life. Otherwise, we could manufacture human beings and they wouldn't necessarily have to have artificial intelligence. But we don't have that factor. You know, I'm reminded of the old movies where Young Frankenstein or Frankenstein, where they wanted to run electricity through dead body parts and somehow it was going to create life, et cetera. And, you know, those old black and white films that majority of my audience right now may be thinking, what the heck were black and white films kind of thing? You know?
Well, it's 200 years ago that story was first written by a young woman who was only 18 years old at the time.
Right.
And she wrote Frankenstein, and it was really a pretty sad state of affairs because she was looking at the idea that that they could create another life, but the life that was created was then such an unhappy creature. The monster that we know from the movies.
Was it Frankenstein.
It was actually the doctor who was Frankenstein and the monster was the monster.
Right.
And but anyway, and it was a sad tale, a fable about the misguided path that people were thinking that they could take. And we're still doing it. We're cloning animals and still trying to recreate life. And as you say, the God factor is not something that we've been able to reproduce.
Correct.
Now, there are a lot of different symptoms that I've heard that are associated with the thyroid being out of balance, like being cold or being tired, hair loss and memory loss, and your nails getting brittle or your legs swelling. Are all these different symptoms that would be related to the thyroid?
They can be. I mean, the excessive thyroid hormone, or what is called hyperthyroid, there's symptoms that go along with being hyperthyroid, but it's interesting because there's sometimes similar symptoms that go along with being hypothyroid because it's all about thyroid function and things that the thyroid influences. So weight loss, even if you eat the same or more food, eating more than usual, rapid or irregular heartbeats or pounding of your heart or in your chest, anxiety, irritability, trouble sleeping, trembling in your hands and fingers, increased sweating, increased sensitivity to heat, muscle weakness, More frequent potential bowel movements, less frequent menstrual periods or lighter than normal menstrual flow, etc. All of these are associated with being hyperthyroid.
But they're not necessarily hyperthyroid. Is
no.
what you're saying. I mean, when you go to somebody that's a healthcare practitioner and you have the symptom and you read them in the book and you go onto the internet and you look it up and you say, oh, they must have a thyroid problem, but that may or may not be true.
That's true. I mean, we could look at the opposite side of hyperthyroidism, which is hypothyroidism, and the symptoms of hypothyroidism include fatigue, weakness, weight gain, difficulty losing weight, coarse, dry hair, dry, rough, pale skin, hair loss, cold intolerance, meaning you can't tolerate cold temperatures like the other people around you, muscle cramps, frequent muscle aches, constipation, depression, irritability, memory loss, abnormal menstrual cycles, decreased libido. So there's a little bit of overlap. Why? Because
yeah.
the hormones that the thyroid secretes and how it affects the body metabolically and how it affects the body hormonally, those symptoms are overlapping. If you have too much of the hormone or if you don't have enough of the hormone, you're going to get a lot of the same symptoms that just lets you know that you're out of balance.
You're out of balance. And I would think that not only would the hormone just be the singular effect, but it would have a synergistic effect with other hormones in the body.
Yeah, because the body works as a... hopefully a well-oiled machine where everything influences everything else. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when one part's out of balance, you just, you know, you create other imbalances as a result of trying to adapt to those imbalances.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what are some of the ways that the thyroid can get affected? I mean, what would cause your body to produce too much thyroid?
Again, if we go back to that energy center, if you have mm-hmm. a lot of stress related to your thyroid, the thing that's going to happen in all health imbalances, okay, your body has normal function when it's normal. When the body starts to have an imbalance, it's going to try to work harder to maintain balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in other words, you're going to step more on the gas to try to make the situation go better. So you're going to go from normal to hyper function.
Uh-huh.
And then as you put more foot on the gas, you're going to blow through your gas faster. You're going to lose resources. You're going to burn up those resources. And then you're not going to have the resources. And then what do you think is going to result
you're
from that?
You're going to be depleted.
Right. Then you go from hyper function
to hypo.
To hypo function.
Uh-huh.
So any woman, any person who's been told that they're hypothyroid, there was a time in their life prior to being told they're hypothyroid to where they were hyper
mm-hmm.
because you have to be hyper before you go hypo.
But you would think that the symptoms that you might feel if you were hyperthyroid, if you could go along for quite a ways before you actually went and sought help for it.
Maybe yes, maybe no. It just depends on how sensitive the person is mm-hmm. in terms of how they feel and their ability to function normally. You know, there's athletes out there who really know their body well and they know when things are working perfectly where versus things are off. I have some athletes that come into my office that are just like, you know what? This isn't right. I don't know what's wrong with it. I just know it's not what it's supposed to be. My performance isn't the same, and I need you to help me figure out and get it back as quickly as possible mm-hmm. because when I can't perform the way that I know I'm capable of performing, there's nothing more devastating in my life.
Right, but those are very high-functioning people, and a lot of people aren't necessarily that sensitive.
Right,
and
so they don't necessarily notice that they were hyper
right.
before they became hypo.
Right. And the thing is that you may go to a physician and have a vague complaint of something, and oftentimes, unless you have something that's really significant, the doctors will say, well, we'll just keep an eye on it and see if it gets worse. We'll attend to it. But
right, and that's the whole misconception that we have in the healthcare system. I think a couple weeks ago we talked about health insurance versus sickness insurance,
mm-hmm.
and doctors can't get paid unless you have full-blown disease.
But that's not something, I mean, when you see a patient, that's not what you're looking
for.
No,
I'm evaluating function specifically,
balance, right?
And I'm looking for balance or imbalance, and mm-hmm. I will find a problem long before a medical doctor will find a problem simply because we're evaluating function. They're tied, their hands are tied because of the health insurance rules and regulations that they
mm-hmm.
can't treat anything until it's full-blown disease. So until it becomes full-blown disease, they're going to say, well, the tests are normal. Come back if it gets worse, or we're going to monitor this. I have a patient who has a uterine imbalance to where she's got two horns to her uterus as opposed to just having one uterus. So she's got a left side and a right side. And the left side's normal. And the right side, I'm sorry, the right side is normal. The left side is not normal. And so she had an MRI, and, her endocrinologist says, well, we got to be aggressive. We got to take this out because it could become cancerous. You're not going to have kids, so we should do a full hysterectomy. And my patient was like, slow down, pump the brakes. Where are you going? Whoa, we're going to slow this whole party down. She's like, I want to go get another opinion. So she came to me, and I went and talked to her with the radiologist, who's a friend of mine, and we looked at her films, and he basically said, listen, it's walled off. It doesn't appear to be an aggressive anything. It could just simply be a cyst. We won't know unless we actually cut into it. But there's no need to do that. It's not causing her to have any active symptoms. So his suggestion was we should wait and see. Mm-hmm. If it bothers her, certainly come back. If it doesn't bother her, maybe 6 months, maybe a year from now, we do a repeat MRI to see if it's changed at all. If it is not changing, then for all intents and purposes, it's a benign cyst and you don't even have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas her endocrinologist was like, no, we got to do a hysterectomy and crack you open and take all your lady parts out. And she was just like, no way.
This is such an important perspective, because when you get more than one opinion from a physician or an alternative healthcare practitioner such as yourself, or even here in this case, the radiologist, you have a variety of different views of the same situation and what the best course of action to take is.
Right. There was a patient of mine who had a tear in his internal carotid artery, and they, like, everybody was freaking out about it, justifiably so, and they put him on a blood thinner and a lower blood pressure medication and a couple of things, and there was a difference of opinion, and they brought in a third neurologist, and the third neurologist basically, for lack of a better term, I'm sure it was done very respectfully, but the third neurologist came in, and he basically reminded the other two neurologists, he basically schooled them and said, listen, this is how we're going to treat this, because this is, we don't want to create this effect, and we want to be mindful of this. And the other two neurologists, who were kind of bickering back and forth about what medication he should be on, they both immediately fell in line and said, yeah, you know what, that makes the most amount of sense. And so they changed his medication, and his blood pressure issue went away. And it'll be curious to see what happens in about a month and a half when they reevaluate it to see that that's healed.
Well, this is a fascinating conversation to be having with you, Dr. Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to continue on the topic of the thyroid and what you need to be aware of.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call me directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone. So if you want to have a conversation, that's the best way to do it. If you want to be a little bit more cryptic, because you don't want to put yourself out there, please don't text that phone, but you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And as always, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And one of the concerns that a lot of people have has to do with your thyroid, and today Mark and I are talking about thyroid health, and you had some other conditions or other questions. And
yeah, there are specific conditions that that are identified that have, relate to thyroid health. One of them is a thing, we talked about hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism, but there's a thing called Hashimoto's disease. What is that?
Well, that's honestly... Can you imagine putting your name on a disease, Mark?
I would think that
would you want your name associated with a disease?
Not really.
I appreciate Dr. Hashimoto. He's a Japanese physician, and he was the one who discovered or really did a lot of research on hypothyroidism. And so Hashimoto's thyroiditis and hypothyroidism often occur together, and they're technically two different health issues. Hashimoto's disease is an autoimmune condition where the immune system mistakenly attacks the thyroid gland, and we can get into why that happens in a minute. But as the disease progresses and your metabolism continues to decelerate, you realize that something's up. And the other one is the hypothyroidism, where the gland is now malfunctioning and low functioning, and we want to understand why these things occur.
Well, why do they occur? I mean,
fascinating question. I led you right into that, didn't I?
You did.
And you walked right through the door and gave it to me perfectly. Hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, again, we talk about that energy center, the throat chakra, and being able to express properly, and so a lot of times when a person gets hypothyroidism and they get Hashimoto's, there's a lot of repressed anger is the biggest reason for why that happens. Low dietary iodine levels, possibly having an iodine allergy, too much fluoride, too much bromine or bromide that you get in flour-based products, too much chlorine exposure. Again, these block the absorption and utilization of iodine, the primary mineral for thyroid function, and again, if you're not speaking your truth, you're blocking the energy, and that energy is going to interfere with how the gland functions. And if it ultimately ends up attacking itself and you get the autoimmune disease associated with the thyroid, then, all of those things, I got the same advice for any person who has a thyroid imbalance.
And that is?
Sing.
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 Hmm.
Go find songs that provoke you emotionally. I don't need you to be on American Idol or Next American Star or whatever those TV shows are. Sing in the shower, sing in the car when you're by yourself. But the process of singing and expressing songs that provoke you emotionally, what do you think that's going to do with the trapped energy in your thyroid?
It's going to move it.
It's going to move it, exactly. Yeah. It's going to move it out. And that will help to eliminate the suppression of that thyroid.
It's so interesting that, I don't think most people think of expression and emotion as being so relevant to a health issue. And yet what we've been talking about predominantly in terms of cause has a lot to do with that self-expression that you've been talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the whole point of it, is understanding that we have to do a better job of understanding why people get what they get. You know, it's fine. You want to sit and argue politically about health insurance and the cost of it and which party's right and what do we have, what do we not have, do we enforce it, do we make people prepay for it? We can have those arguments all day long, and they probably will go on for quite some time. I don't care to have those arguments. I want to know what's wrong with the person, why it's wrong with the person, address the why so the what goes away, and people can go back to loving each other and being good human beings.
Now, another thing that shows up sometimes is that the neck and your throat will swell, and you'll get what's called a goiter.
Yes.
What is that, and what makes that occur?
Well, it's an abnormal enlargement of your thyroid gland. Your thyroid is the butterfly-shaped gland that, again, at the base of your neck, right by the Adam's apple. And goiters are usually painless. A large goiter can cause a cough and make it difficult for you to swallow or breathe. And interestingly enough, I had a woman come into my office, and a very nice, soft-spoken woman who was wearing this beautiful, colorful silk scarf around her neck, and I just thought it was part of her ensemble because she was very well-dressed. And she took her little scarf off, and it was like, whoa. It's like she had a little person underneath her chin. It was like, okay. So she had a full-blown goiter, and one of the things that we asked her to do was that little tidbit that I just mentioned a couple minutes ago was about singing. Mm-hmm. And through the course of our evaluation, I asked her, okay, so when did you lose your voice? She's, I haven't lost my voice. I said, no, well, when did you stop speaking your truth? And, you know, tell me about your upbringing and all that. And she had a tough upbringing. You know, her dad was very domineering and her mom was very passive. And so she learned the passivity from her mom, and she learned not to talk because she didn't want to get her dad upset because he was, you know, he was an ogre or what have you. And then she kind of married her dad. Not actually marrying her dad, but married a gentleman who was very similar to her dad, and again caused her to lose her voice. And he didn't really support her religious beliefs and wouldn't go to church with her and this, that, and the other thing. And she never said a thing about it. But she said all of those things to me in the office. And I was like, did you ever talk to your husband about that? Did you ever tell your dad this, that, and the other thing? And she was like, no. And I said, so that's, you've trapped all this energy here. It's all, but you're not happy. You're angry about it. You're frustrated about it. You're a little bit resentful. And she says, absolutely. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what's causing this to happen. I said, so you want to go home and you want to do a lot of singing. And last I heard from her, she was doing significantly better.
Well, that's really good, and that's interesting that that would happen. Now, I know that sometimes with thyroid, you mentioned that iodine is extremely important to thyroid health. Can you talk a little bit about that, and how would you know if you were deficient in iodine? Because
A little technique that we do in the office where we can test somebody for iodine. It's called an iodine patch test.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've seen it before.
Yeah,
we'll paint a 2-inch square on a person's forearm of iodine, and it'll be
like
real
the kind
dark
you would
brown.
Use to,
yeah,
for a cut?
For a cut, et cetera. You want to take that tincture of iodine, and you want to put a 2-inch square on the middle part of your forearm, mm-hmm. and it's going to get really dark. And you want to note the time that you put it on your forearm,
mm-hmm.
and you want to watch to see how long it takes to disappear. Ideally, it should be there roughly 24 hours later.
Which would mean you have enough
which
iodine.
Which means that your body's got enough iodine. Mm-hmm. But if that disappears, okay, and as of right now, I know from my experience doing this, I still hold the record. I hold the record for how fast it could disappear. Mine disappeared in less than 45 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, it should be there for 24 hours. Mine disappeared in less than 45 minutes. Now, I had just come back from a long mountain bike trek to Mount Everest and had been riding at elevation of over 17,000 feet of elevation, and we were burning probably 10,000 calories a day, and the guy that was supposed to be feeding us was trying to save the money for himself, so he wasn't feeding us for like the first 6 days. So I'm a pretty thin individual. I lost 20 pounds the first 4 days of cycling.
Oh my.
And so when I got home from that and I did this iodine test and saw how depleted I was, then I started doing iodine supplementation. But the thing about iodine supplementation is you have to know what you're doing and you need proper supervision. Because if you have an allergy to iodine, that's going to create severe problems. If you take too much, it could create an effect on your heart and cause rapid heartbeats and all that kind of stuff. And you want to know how to make sure that you're going to be okay with it. So you need somebody that knows what they're doing to properly monitor that. And I certainly have personal experience in doing with it and helping lots of other patients do the same thing. And so when we evaluate somebody and find that they do have this thyroid imbalance, and then we do the iodine testing, and then we support them with some iodine supplementation, we're able to help them get back to a normal, balanced, functioning thyroid. And part of it is about helping them to express themselves better and giving them permission to speak and listening to what they have to say. Because, again, it's like there's some people out there that say a lot, but they don't communicate anything of substance, and they're just talking for the sake of talking. That person is the same hormone and thyroid imbalance as the person who doesn't say anything at all.
Interesting. Well, this has been a fascinating conversation, and it's clear that there are two easy recommendations that you have, but you do need, if you're going to go for that iodine test, you need to have somebody that knows what they're doing. It's not something to fool around with. This has been a good conversation, Doc Rick. I look forward to speaking to you next week. We're about out of time for today, but once again, I'm always learning new things from you.
I appreciate that, Mark. I appreciate you, the listener. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to speaking to you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.